Okay, this week's parasha we know is Parashas Emor, and we have a lot of fantastic things that are found in Parashas Emor. I want to focus with you this morning, or this early afternoon already, on one idea from the parasha that I saw in Rav Pam Zatzal's Sefer, a beautiful Sefer. Highly recommend that you buy the Sefer and learn the Sefer. It's actually in English. It's called The Pleasant Way. Fantastic, fantastic sefer on the parsha, and he has a beautiful thought, which I want to actually try to develop and extrapolate another point from. We know that the parsha talks about a lot of things. Among them is the halachos of, or are the halachos of mumin. That means that if kohen has a mum, he is not able to be a kohen serving the Hamikdash. That's one example. If an animal has a mum, if an animal has a blemish, the animal is also unfit for being used on the Mizbeach. Pasuk says, easy to remember, Perichov Beis, Pasukhov Gimel, 22-23. Says the Torah, Vishor Vaseh, if you have a shor, an ox, a seh, a sheep, Saruah V'kalut, different kinds of movement, different kinds of blemishes, the limbs are not configured properly, not exactly perfectly set animal. What happens to it? Nidavata, so give it to them as a gift. A nidava, but it doesn't work as a karban. Halacha is you can give this animal to the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to happen when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash? It'll be sold, and the money of this blemished animal will be used for upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Berakah bayis. So far, so good? Everyone with me? Fantastic. Let's say I decide I have a very, very perfect animal. An animal that's totally unblemished. No mum whatsoever. I want to give it as a gift. I don't want to bring it as a karban. I want to give it as a gift. Am I allowed to or not? Yeah. What would you say? Gavriel says, yeah, why not? If I can give a blemished animal as a gift, so why should I not be able to give an unblemished animal as a gift? The Gemara says the Masech is Tmura. That's a Masechta in Shas. One of the later Masechtas in Shas. Tmura. Says the Gemara, and Av Zayin al-Beis Mesechus Tmura, no! If you give an unblemished animal, an animal without a mum to the Beis HaMikdash, you violate an asay. You went against the will of Hashem. Hashem doesn't want that. Why? I'm giving a clean, good animal. And the answer is, says the Gemara, and the Pam explains so beautifully the following idea. Because this animal doesn't have a mum. And therefore, what should this animal be doing? It should be brought as a carbon on the Beis HaMikdash. There's a shortage of animals. There's a shortage of animals that don't have blemishes. Most animals have blemishes. Many animals are unfit for a carbon. You're going to take something which is fit for a carbon and use it for a lower standard in the Beis HaMikdash. That's also not appropriate. This animal is supposed to be a carbon. This animal is designated for a higher purpose. Taking that animal that's supposed to be used for a karban and using it for less of a purpose than a karban is a no-no. It's a violation. It's a violation. Remarkable Gemara. Now listen to how a remarkable giant of Torah took this remarkable Gemara and applied it to lives of his Talmidim. And I'm going to take it hopefully one more level with you guys. Sedra Pam. Now the title of the piece here, it's on page 149 if you want to see it inside. I think they have it in Beis Medrash also downstairs. It's called A Career in Chinuch. Career in Chinuch. What's Rav Pam saying? Saying like this. A lot of times parents, you know, they want nachas from their children. What does nachas from their children mean? That their children will make a lot of money. So they sign them up for like the best schooling and the best coaching and the best whatever, because what really matters to parents is that my kid will be successful. And what does successful mean? Let me see the bills. Let me see the numbers. Let's crunch the numbers. That's what matters. Says Rav Pam, what happens sometimes then? Kids, children, talmidim, that could become talmidei chachamim, that could become the next teachers of Torah in so many different areas and venues of our community that need it so badly, that could be called to a higher order, that could be called to an order which is a more kadosh, One, that just quote-unquote a regular balabas, so to speak, or nothing against those at all, says a palm, that's a problem. That's wrong. If in this room there's one person among us, one person, guests also could be part of this conversation. If there's one person in this room that says, you know what, I thought about being involved in teaching Torah. I don't mean being the next Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva X. I don't mean that. Teaching Torah to young children is also a big mitzvah. Teaching to high school kids is also a big mitzvah. Teaching Torah in any capacity is a humongous opportunity. If someone said, it's not for me, you know why? Because they don't pay. And I care about making money. So I'm happy you came to today's shmos. Because Rambam tells us in no uncertain terms, that's not necessarily the right cheshbon. That's not it. And he proves it to Gemara. You take an animal that doesn't have a mum and you use it for a lower calling, even though it's hegdish, but it's not the same level of hegdish, says the Gemara, that's you're over in the lasay. Rambam is talking to his Talmidim in those days, many years ago, and he was telling them, consider chinuch. And by the way, I don't want to bury that point just yet. I'll bury it in a minute. I don't want to bury it yet, because what Rambam said when he said this 40 years ago, 50 years ago, certainly resonates very, very strongly nowadays. There's a tremendous shortage of good educators in our communities. Tremendous shortage. You can't find so many really talented, good educators. No one is born a talented educator. You become a talented, good educator when you work at it, when you develop your skills, when you get experience. The same way in any career, you have to build yourself up to become successful in that career. A career in chinuch also requires a lot of investment. Rambam was saying, listen, chevra, to his students, don't nix the world of chinuch as something which you could do, because who knows the kind of contribution that's necessary and that you can make in the world of chinuch. And I think Rambam doesn't need my haskama, and I happen to agree with him 100%, and I see what's going on in the world a little bit, and I see the tremendous void and gap that exists for good mechanchim and mechanchos, men and women, in the field of chinuch. But I don't really want to stop there, because I know I'm looking at this wonderful group of students, and I'm not selling anybody short. Anyone that wants to do it, if you're right for it, do it. If you're not right for it, please don't do it. Almost as bad as the void of good mechanchim is people that try to be mechanchim and don't belong in chinuch, and unfortunately, it's not a service to anybody. It's not doing anybody necessarily so much tremendous good. If anybody here feels like it's their calling in life on some way, shape, or form, hats off, kol hakavod, pursue it. And if you're worried about parnasa, I'll tell you a secret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa to everybody. It's not that, if I go into being an accountant, I'll make a very, very good parnasa. If I'm a Rebbe, I can't make ends meet. It's not true. Just for the record, not discussing this now extensively, but it's not true. It's possible to make a parnasa also in the world of Torah education, rabbanas, chinuch, whatever interests you. But I want to take this message of the Pam one step, maybe more relevant to all of us in our lives. Whether or not we go into chinuch is not really relevant for us right now, because there's a very, very important message that comes out of here. The message that the Pam is telling us is that we shouldn't sell ourselves short. The message of this Dvar Torah is don't sell yourself short. Who's selling himself short? In this case, it happened to be a korban that could have been brought as a korban without a mum, and now it's being sold to the Beis HaMikdash. In Rambam's example, it was a person that could go into the realm of Avodas HaKodesh, of Torah, spreading Torah to the next generation, and doesn't do it. And I want to talk on a very practical level over the last few minutes that we have together, to every one of us. Don't sell yourself short. Don't cap yourself out and avoid tapping into the talents and kochos and nefesh that Hashem gave you. If Hashem gave you and Hashem gave every one of you tremendous talents, tremendous kochos, there's a reason He gave them to you. He didn't give it to you to be wasted. He didn't give it to you to be ignored. and he, Chas V'Shalom, didn't give it to you to be abused. He gave it to you for a reason. I want to remind ourselves, Chas, just a short few sentences of Mesillas HaSharim, I'll paraphrase, in Perek Chav Beis, it wasn't too long ago that we learned this together. He writes a beautiful thought. So let's say a person was given an extra amount of wisdom. So of course he shouldn't feel divinic about that. He shouldn't feel haughty about it. Why? Because Hashem gave it to you for a reason. First of all, Hashem gave it to you. You didn't decide to get it. It was given to you. It's a gift. But secondly, and more importantly for this discussion right now, He gave it to you, you know why? To share with others. Share it. You're smarter, you're better at Gemara, help your friend that's having a hard time learning the Gemara. Help him. I'm not a Shul Mishnah. I don't care if you're a Shul Mishnah or not. If you know the Gemara well, help your friend that doesn't know Gemara so well. If you were given extra money, why were you given extra money? It's a gift. Why were you given that gift? So you could have more things and buy more stuff and buy more sneakers and then sell them and make more money? Okay, one possibility. Or maybe there's a chance that the money that you were given was given to you so you could help other people that don't have as much money. You could explain to others how to make money also. Someone recently told me a quick story, a quick anecdote, that they were involved in some kind of parnasa endeavor, some kind of money matter, and somebody literally took their idea and their information and started a competing thing. And they're like, what? What? And then I heard such chizuk on the other side of the phone. And they're like, you know what? They said to me so profoundly, they said, you know, parnasa from Shemayim. Hashem gives parnasa. I'm going to get what I'm supposed to get, and this person is also getting what I'm supposed to get. So does it matter that they took my stuff and started a competing business to mine? That's a very special person that has emunah in Hashem and understands that, yeah, if I have something to give, it's given to me to give to others. Don't waste that talent. Says the Mesillas HaSharim, if you're strong, use your strength not to hurt somebody else, not to put someone else down, but to help somebody else, to encourage somebody else, to mechazik somebody else. That's why you have that ability. If you're a good ball player, don't walk onto the court and show everyone up and say, wow, look, see my skills? No. Help the guy that's having a hard time putting the ball into the hoop. Help him do it a little bit. Help him with his game. This is a true story. I know a Rebbe, an amazing Rebbe. I actually told this over to a different Rebbe recently. Back to Chinuch for a second. I know a Rebbe who started out his Chinuch career and he wasn't so successful in his Chinuch career. It wasn't going as well for him. And the principal of his institution wanted to help his Rebbe, his young charge, his young Rebbe be successful. And it wasn't just like it was the wrong match of guys, it was a mismatch. It wasn't just that. He thought that there were certain skills that his Rebbe needed to help make the Rebbe better. And this excellent principal said, you know what? I'm not just going to change the guys that I'm going to give you, but I'm going to train you. I'm going to show you how to become the best Rebbe you can be. And he gave him tips and pointers, and the person actually was very, very welcoming to those pointers and tips. And now this Rebbe is a superstar Rebbe. What did it take? It took a very, very special mechanech who saw the talent and saw the capability and said, I want to invest in this guy. I'm going to help him become the best Rebbe he could be. Abosai, don't sell yourself short in anything. I look around this room, and I'm going to wrap up right now. I look around this room and I see an unbelievable amount of koach in this room. Unbelievable amount of koach. Kochos in understanding, kochos in b'nam l'chavero, kochos in learning, kochos in davening, kochos in so many realms. B'nam l'malka, b'nam l'chavero. I see in front of me so much growth over the course of this past year. So much growth. I'm not saying we're there yet. We're not there yet. So much growth. And I say to yourselves, and I say to each and every one of you, please, do yourself a favor. Look into yourself a little bit. Recognize the kochos that Hashem gave you. And recognize that all those kochos, each and every one of them, is for a reason. And tap into those kochos, and use those kochos properly. And by doing so, we will live our life, Yirtzeh Hashem, to the max. Have a wonderful Shabbos.